Now it is our time to speak with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. With less than a week till Election Day, Vice President Kamala Harris secured a rare and hard-to-come-by endorsement today from former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. And Phil, first off, it's rare that he does give an endorsement. I can't remember the last one. So how big of a deal is this? What's your reaction to that?
Well, he gave endorsements, you know, to George W. Bush Sr. He was he got along with him very well, and he was a big fan of each other. So, but once Arnold got into politics and then after politics, no, we haven't. But, you know, Arnold, in some ways, he was Trump before Trump. When he ran for governor of California, people were going, well, who's this guy, this muscle man? Has he got no brain? Remember? And he ran up and down the state in a bus with a broom saying, we're going to sweep the bums out, and with Twisted Sister blasting, we aren't going to take it anymore. Do you remember that? It was
Absolutely.
Quite the show.
Yeah.
It was quite the show. And, you know, so he knows politics. He knows the showmanship of it. And back, you know, then he was saying that, you know, politicians, all they care about is themselves and this crap. They refuse to deal with problems because all they're interested in is talking points and gaining power. And that's what he said in this endorsement as well. Because I have to tell you, the endorsement is an endorsement, technically. He does say he's going to vote for Harris, but it's more of a condemnation and a repudiation of Donald Trump. He says that Donald Trump basically is a divisive figure who talks crap about America, and that that's unpatriotic when he says that we're a garbage dump. Yeah. And that but the main thing is that he can't abide by Trump not respecting the results of the election last time. He says that is totally unpatriotic, that's completely un-American, and that disqualifies him. He says it's time to get away from that because it's going to be four more years of that. But he doesn't say anything very positive at all about Harris. He says, in fact, I disagree. But that this at this point, this is the choice to make for reasons that go outside politics.
You and I were standing together on the risers, watching him being sworn in outside on the west steps of the state capitol long ago. History was being made. And so I have a question for you. But first off, I want to set it up by saying this, because in his first couple of words of his statement, he says, I hate politics more than ever. And then at the end, he says, I will always be an American before I'm a Republican. That's why this week I'm endorsing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Did politics change, Arnold? The big secret, Phil, as you know, was he was barely a Republican when he was in Sacramento. But did politics change him, or did Arnold change politics in California and beyond?
Both. Both. Politics changed him because when he went in, he was this... I remember talking to him before he went in, and he was a guy of infinite possibilities. We can do this. We can do that. And he quickly learned that being a governor is like being a quarterback on an NFL team. The key difference is in politics, your front line that's supposed to be defend you will likely turn around and tackle you when the ball snaps. Your own friends go after you.
Right.
So he found himself without a lot of support on either side of the aisle. And people, it was a rough ride, but he turned it around and got reelected overwhelmingly by picking choice issues that, you know, people agreed with and moving with them. He was the guy that, remember, that said girly men. You remember that one? And he was going to kick the nurses' butts and stuff like that. He learned that you don't say these kind of things. You don't do these kind of things. But he's never been enamored with the political system. And he says it's right now. Everybody has a good reason to be ticked off at the political system and at the candidates. But that this one is not about that policy. It's about character. And Donald Trump just doesn't have it in his likelihood. Is this going to influence a lot of people? Probably not late in the game, but it is making news. And right now, that's something the Harris campaign could use. Any endorsement is a good endorsement, even if it's a quiet one.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil's going to be back on tomorrow live with Margie and Eric at 7:50 on KCBS.